Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Manteau with your community comment. The hashtag BareShelvesBiden has been trending strong lately, and for good reason. Small business owners have to be extremely flexible and forward-looking this year. First of all, with Trump predicting gas will continue to rise to eventually $10 a gallon, businesses will need to realize that there could be a reduction in casual shopping, as the price to hop in your car and drive a handful of minutes to town, it's now going to cost you $20. Store owners will have to think about whatever they can do to make inventory even easier to find. While you would think that the spike in gas prices could cause more people to stay home and order online, the last couple years have seen skyrocketing shipping prices. Some of the biggest online ordering portals like Amazon have quietly been raising their commissions, and buying through these traditional channels does not always mean you'll get the best price. With Amazon taking the large market share, their need to, quote, Walmart the prices, it's no longer there. What are you going to do? Take the time to actually shop directly online with the manufacturer? They know you're not patient enough. This is leading to the rise of third-party commerce platforms, which are offering merchants and manufacturers way lower commissions than expensive Amazon. Small businesses will have to think about these third-party platforms and get their inventory on there if possible. I think the stocking problems will continue as well. Demand is through the roof and the supply chain is hurting. Part shortages from China have opened our eyes to just how dependent we are. Just because your purchase says made in the USA doesn't really mean it is. A lot of times, several of the components are still sourced from China. This leads to American cars that still can't be released for sale because the only windshield wipers that will fit are sourced in China, for example. Now add to that the soaring prices of shipping, which has seared our economy shortly after Mr. Biden destroyed America's energy independence. Coupled with the insane inflation, it's making the American dollar worth less by the day. Inflation doesn't play nice for long-term inventory planning, let alone consumer confidence with their own budgeting. World conflict always impacts business. China could square off with Taiwan this year, which will hurt American consumers no matter how it goes. And nobody seems to care about the expansion of Russia, as their covert operatives are creating civil unrest in Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and other places. You can blame a historically weak president for that. If Trump were in power like the voters wanted, these countries wouldn't even dream of making these moves because he would kick them right in the economics. But China owns Biden. Lockdowns are bad medicine, as pro-freedom states are faring better than us in California. Local stores will likely go light on supply, and local restaurants will have to keep light food storage and keep down the number of employees as they try to do the impossible. Anticipate Sacramento.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.